This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Our Indians beat reporter James Rapine, fresh off a long night of work, joins us right now. Hello, James.
Hey, James.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're better than Mike Clevenger's knee. What have you heard?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Yeah, and here's the thing about it. I mean, you hear knee, you hear his left meniscus. Well, the thing that worries me the most about this injury, as bad as surgery sounds, and obviously it's a partial tear, that's his plant leg. So it's going to have to be, I'm no doctor, but I assume it's going to have to be 130%, you know, because all that torque and all that pressure he puts on that leg after he comes down to get the velocity that he does. So it's extremely concerning. And it's
various
obviously
degrees.
There's no timetable yet, but it's a pretty big blow on even before position players are required to report to Goodyear.
Yeah, but there are various degrees of how bad a slight tear is or a partial tear is.
Sure, absolutely, and that's the thing is right now we don't know the severity of it, and I think really until Tim Kremchek gets in there, is performing the surgery and looks at it and is able to repair it, we won't know exactly how long it's going to take. But it's just, especially after last year, all the injuries, all the adversity, and then you get to spring training and you get this just a couple days after pitchers and catchers report. And he was doing baseball activities. You know, he was training in their performance center there. So it's just unfortunate news.
James, we've heard time and time again how deep the Indian starting pitching is. Is it that deep? Because it might be deep, but it doesn't have a great deep track record. So should we feel comfortable here or not?
No, I think you certainly question things. I mean, because now you look at this rotation and you assume Adam Pletko, who's out of options, is going to be in the rotation. Are you comfortable with him? Yeah, I think so, as a fourth or a fifth starter. But then you know for sure that you have to bank on Carlos Carrasco being the two, you know, being that second guy. And so I think that there's a question mark there. Even a guy like Shane Bieber, I get it. He was great last year. At the same time, can he do it again? You know, and can he kind of establish himself as one of the best pitchers in the game? So there are some question marks, and suddenly you lose the guy who, I'm with you guys, I think he was their ace. You know, he was the guy that had the highest ceiling of that staff, and you lose him at least for the start of the season, and your depth gets tested right away. The good news is you got Zach Plesac, you got Aaron Civale, I already mentioned Adam Pletko. You got guys that have been there. Unfortunately, you didn't want to have to go to all of them and plan on having them in the rotation to start the year. You wanted Clevenger out there. So it's a thing where they're going to have to figure it out and hope these young guys can come through early in the season.
Ironically, some of those guys you mentioned came up early because of the injury to Clevenger last year.
Yep, exactly. And they're back in this same spot. And it's honestly, you think about it with Clevenger, and I was looking back at some numbers, and he made 21 starts last year, but we saw how dominant he could be. You know, 2.71 ERA, 13-4 on the year. And it was like, man, this he could be poised for a huge season if he can stay healthy. And before his season even gets close to started, it hits the speed bump. So well, we know he's going to work his tail off. Remember last year with his back strain, he was a marvel at what he did and what he was able to do and how he was able to recover. So I'm sure he's already eager to get this surgery done today and get back on it and rehab and get back on the mound as soon as he can.
James Rapine's joining us, our Indians beat reporter. Who do you like out of the group of guys? You mentioned Pletko, which, by the way, why is it pronounced Pletko when it's spelled with a U and looks like Pletko?
I don't know.
I still don't.
It's tough, man. It's yeah. Tough to go back and forth for sure.
I still don't get that one.
Well, Rapine is tough, too, if you just look at the letters.
Yeah, that's really true.
Mine's even tougher than Pletko, for sure. You just put an E where the U is, and
that's
you
really
say
true.
That.
I would think that Pletko gets every look because of the options. Mm-hmm. You like Civale? because I think he was the surprise last year, and Plesak certainly a surprise as well. But I truly wonder, okay, was that a one-time thing, or can these guys really follow that up and build on this? And we don't know the answer to that. Unfortunately, now, James, we're going to be counting on those guys at least early in the season.
Yeah, you're going to have to. And I think Adam Pletko certainly the favorite again, just because it makes sense. And then you have the two guys in Savale and Plesak. And I would lean probably Savale, and I was leaning that way to get that fifth spot because I look back to the draft, and they drafted him ahead of Shane Bieber, which is kind of crazy to think about. So they really like this talent. They really like this stuff. And he showed flashes of that towards the latter part of last season. So, yeah, I certainly think he can slide in there. And the interesting thing about Plesak, while he might not have the stuff, right, he was extremely consistent, and he was really good under pressure last year. I remember so many times he would get himself in jams, and he was just calm, cool, and collected. And not many young pitchers have that. He spent his offseason working out with Mike Clevenger in Florida. So I would expect that velocity to be up. I would expect him to be in great shape. I talked to him at Tribe Fest. He's in great shape, he said, and ready to go. So I think it's going to be a battle. But again, after that, that's where the depth gets tested because you look and there aren't 3 to 4 or 5 guys just waiting there, you know, for this to be in the rotation if you have multiple injuries to it. So the depth will get tested a bit. But I do think that the Indians are pretty confident in Savale and Plesak if they have to roll with those guys to start the year.
James, they officially announced the signing of Domingo Santana today. Do you look for – he's got a thumbnail sketch, got a lot of power, a lot of strikeouts, bad defense. I think I summed that up pretty well. Do you expect him to be the starter once they break spring training?
I think he could potentially be the DH, the opening day starter at designated hitter. I think that this signing is a value signing, of course. It could be, he could make up to $1.5 million, and it's a reported 2-year deal, $7.5 million with a team option for next year. But the biggest reason I like this, guys, is because it tells me that they think Franmil Reyes, who's worked all offseason, he lost 18 pounds, worked at their facilities in the Dominican, on being a better outfielder, on becoming a capable outfielder, faster, more instinctive in the outfield. And I think that they probably got some good returns and good reports on him, because otherwise you're not signing another 6'5", home run, power-hitting guy who can't play outfield if you plan on having Franmil Reyes as your DH every day. So I think that is a good sign here. And you're right about Santana's skills in the outfield. He had, I believe it was 9 errors in left field. He led Major League Baseball with 9 errors in left field last year. So he leaves a lot to be desired in that department. But he can certainly bring the power at the plate. And if he's your designated hitter, you feel pretty comfortable, especially at the price they got him for.
You know, I love guys who can hit the baseball because – is pitching's the name of the game. I know that, all that. But when a guy goes out 32, we were talking about this in the break, starting pitcher gets 32 games a year. And if he's on in 2/3 of them, that's really impressive. So that means he's greatly affecting maybe, what, 20 games a year, right? Okay, so he's looking good for 20 games. If you got a guy who can hit 30 home runs and can be in that lineup every day and affect 150 games, I'm all for it. So terrific. I'm glad they've added another bat. I love the idea. Let's figure out Reyes and Santana, Domingo Santana. I'm a little curious as to what's going to happen in the outfield in the other spots because Mercado's got to be there. And Jake Bowers didn't seem to really latch onto that gig last year. I wonder if he's A, making the team, B, playing any role if he does. And I would think Bobby Bradley's looking at another year in AAA. And Bradley Zimmer's not even on the radar. Yes, no on those guys?
I think a lot of what you said is true. I think Jake Bowers is going to have to show a lot in spring training here to earn a spot, first off, and to show he can be an outfielder, right, and show at the plate that he can be at least semi-consistent because there are a lot of capable guys. Say what you want. I know Greg Allen's going to catch the fly ball. You know, I know Delino DeShields Jr. is going to be able to do that. And so even Franmil Reyes, he has to show he can be a capable outfielder to play day in and day out or multiple times per week in one of those corner outfield spots. But the one thing I would say is I think Bradley Zimmer does have a shot here. I don't think he's on the outside looking in. I think he can, especially we know how athletic he is. I think he could establish himself in here and get into the rotation. Is it a long shot in the sense that, yeah, he's dealt with injuries? Absolutely. And there are a lot of guys he's competing with. But at the same time, I look at him and his traits. Well, if you're going to be starting a Franmil Reyes, right, in one of the corner outfield spots, in Oscar Mercado, say, in center field, you probably want an athletic right fielder or left fielder in the other corner spot. So I think Zimmer certainly fits that role. Delino DeShields Jr. could play center with Mercado in one of the corner spots, which I think is something the Indians are open to, especially with DeShields, how comfortable he is in center field. So they have options, and it's going to be really interesting to see how Terry Francona kind of uses these guys, who makes it out of spring training on the big league roster, and then who he uses in different situations. He has a lot of options. Unfortunately, there are not a lot of power-hitting options, or at least there's some power-hitting options, but they're not really good defensively, and the really good defensive outfielders aren't really good at the plate. So it's going to be an interesting balance for the Tribe. Hey,
James, I thought the owner of the Houston Astros yesterday made a total fool of himself. Any thoughts to if there's any more punishment coming down or suggestions of it, or if they find more information? What are you hearing?
There should be. There absolutely should be. If I'm Rob Manfred, that was completely disrespectful. I mean, it would almost be like the parent who finds out that the kid isn't sorry for whatever they did that you grounded him for a month for, you know? And I thought that initially the punishment that was handed down to the Astros made sense. But the lack of remorse, the lack of even admitting that it impacted games by the owner. It's one thing for the players to sound like robots. It's another for the owner to be like, well, we won the World Series and act like an arrogant ass. And that's how I thought he came off. And I can just imagine the Astros PR staff cringing as that was going on, because they had to know in the moment that it was awful. And it's just a bad look. So, yeah, if I'm Rob Manfred, I know he gave all these players protection as they gave him details and gave Major League Baseball details. But if there's a way you can change that or get out of that, if there's fine print or anything, and deal out some more punishment, I would, because I would take that as complete disrespect, what we saw yesterday.
James, if you hear anything more on Clevenger, give us a yell, all right?
All right, sounds good. Hopefully it's nothing but good news today as he undergoes surgery. What a blow that was, man. Or that is.
Yeah. James, thank you.
Thanks, James.
Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.